All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Matt Sepik. Here's our top story right now. The hunt for a compromise on police accountability has started at the Minnesota Capitol. Brian Baxt has more.
A panel of negotiators in the Minnesota House and Senate have opened their deliberations over competing public safety proposals. Central to the debate is what laws around policing could change. Republican Senator Warren Limmer convened the talks by trying to set expectations.
I personally don't want to villainize all police officers due to recent events. However, I do want to make sure that recent events recognize what we would call the bad apples in the profession.
DFL Representative Carlos Mariani says accountability is what he aims to accomplish.
The House believes that we've put together an anti-bad apple bill. We put together a bill that is anti-bad cop.
The House has an expansive list of plans to alter the grounds for traffic stops, revise police oversight, and strengthen misconduct investigations. None of those are in a Senate proposal. I'm Brian Baxt.
St. Paul community leaders are calling for change after multiple shootings over the weekend left 7 people injured. The incidents included an exchange of gunfire that hit an elementary school building along Interstate 94, shots that injured 3 people at a convenience store on Rice Street, and a gun battle at a Selby Avenue house party. Police said they found more than 100 shell casings in and around the home. At a Sunday news conference, Mayor Melvin Carter denounced the violence.
This is a matter of cultural change. This is a matter of breaking that notion of, like, no snitching. It's a matter of ensuring not only that our police officers can respond as soon as possible after something terrible happens, but it's a matter of identifying the cycles of desperation and anxiety and trauma that play out in our communities over and over and over again.
Officials say the 3 men and 4 women hurt in the attacks are expected to survive. Minnesota is reporting a sharp uptick in drug overdose deaths in 2020, topping 1,000 for the first time in state history. The health department says the overall increase amounted to 27% more deaths than in 2019 and included a near doubling of deaths due to synthetic opioids, including fentanyl. That's the same drug that killed Prince 5 years ago. Sam Robertson is the state's overdose prevention coordinator and says it's hard to pin down any one cause for the increase.
We can't necessarily attribute all of the increase to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, it's definitely safe to say that it's had some sort of impact on overdose death in Minnesota.
Robertson says there's also some indication that fentanyl is becoming more prevalent in illicit drugs, and experts think that many users don't realize they're taking it. In COVID news, the daily death toll remains low, but vaccination numbers are also trailing off. Citing data submitted over the weekend, state health officials reported 3 additional deaths. That's well below the 7-day rolling average, which has crept up to 12 deaths per day in the last week. New COVID cases confirmed by testing also continued a general drift downward week over week, but vaccinations have slumped, with new first doses coming in at only about half the average reported on the most recent Mondays. Completed vaccinations are also off, but not quite as much. Initial doses are falling back into a daily rate that the state saw back in February when shots were in short supply. Vaccinations continue to track supply, suggesting that Minnesotans remain willing to get shots, but that there still are not enough within easy reach for many of those eligible. In sports, the Twins host the Texas Rangers tonight in Minneapolis. It's the first of a 4-game series. Yesterday, the Twins routed the Kansas City Royals 13-4. In pro hockey, the Wild host the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in St. Paul. In the forecast, clearing skies across Minnesota overnight with lows near 30 degrees in the northwest to around 40 in the southeast. Sunshine expected again tomorrow with highs in the 50s. That'll do it for Minnesota Today. Kathy Werzer is back with with an update tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Sapig.